Join us, my friend. Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Where are we going?
Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound.
Not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Sounds like everyone's having a good time.
Right. Here we go.
We go now, right?
Right now.
All right. Here we go.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Do you think the truck drivers were responsible for that terrible accident on I-470? Three trucks. Did you see the picture? Seven did a good job of covering that. Alex Taylor did a good job, no question. That SUV was just... It is amazing to me that both people survived that terrible, terrible accident. Now, I've been doing lots and lots of research off air from last night to this morning, trying to get as much information as possible. And I get the sense, and I want to stress, I do not have smoking gun evidence regarding this, but I get the sense that the problem was the truck driver or the truck drivers. Apparently three trucks were involved, all tractor trailers. And according to at least one post on Facebook, a woman who claims one of her relatives was in the SUV supposedly, according to this post on Facebook, was parked, well, not parked, but stopped on I-470, and the truck plowed into it. If that's the case, and we don't have the official police report yet, but if that's the case, it says to me, sure sounds like the truck driver and the others who were plowing into it as well were involved, that they were in fact responsible for this. And I want to stress, this is just speculation based on the limited amount of knowledge, information that I've been able to glean from the internet so far. We have perhaps the perfect guest who's going to be talking about this terrible accident. And that is Mr. Big Willie himself. We have him on every morning, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays with me after the 8 o'clock news. He calls in from his cab. This is not a goof. This is for real. He is an OTR truck driver, over the road, tractor trailer, drives all over the place, Ravenswood and Detroit and Toledo and Pittsburgh and all the places. And it's a Freightliner, a Cascadia 125. He calls in from his cab, and he gives us lots and lots of information. And he'd been warning us about a lot of the, and I want to stress, I'm not making any accusations regarding this accident on I-470, time will tell. But generally speaking, Mr. Big Willie has been warning us repeatedly about all these fly-by-night trucking companies done by illegals and people from other parts of the world who set up these things and get these CDLs given to drivers who can't even speak English, and there are no names on them, from California, and then they start driving, they start killing people. I don't know if that's what happened here yesterday. But Mr. Big Willie himself has been doing lots and lots of research on his own. He already knows one of the trucking companies, and it's pretty much what you would expect. So he's going to be announcing all of that and giving us his insights. You're going to get insights from him that you have not gotten from anyone in the local or national media. This guy's a truck driver. This is his world. He understands all of this. He has been on I-470, Mr. Big Willie himself, after the 8 o'clock news. Also, we have a special interview set up with Mayor Catherine Tolman. She is the mayor of St. Clairsville. Very nice lady. Really like her. There was an ugly incident at the meeting Monday night in St. C. with City Council member Christy Lipscomb, who I don't know, and I'm sure I'd be more than happy to have her on as well if she wanted to. Come on. And so ask Catherine. I spoke about this yesterday based on the Gage Voda story in the Times. Later, do you want to come on and give us your side? She said, fine, that'll be after. And that'll be just in a few minutes, as a matter of fact. So we're going to be finding out from Catherine what the hell has happened. What is this deal with this Christy Lipscomb? And why would she go overboard thinking that Catherine Tolman was calling her out? I didn't get that sense at all. So we've got all of that for you as well. Also, something very interesting. Johnny O is the morning host on Womp FM, a top-rated station, top-rated show, and he always reminds me of that anytime I come in. I come in the morning, hey, Johnny, how you doing? You know, I got the top-rated show on Womp and the nation. And it's like, okay. In any event, he just rubs my nose in it. Anyway, so, he did a really, really, really good interview. He's a very good professional. He's great. He did a really good interview with Neil McCoy. Neil McCoy, who's going to be coming back to the Valley Saturday evening. We actually had one pair of tickets that we gave away only to our listeners. That was not for anybody else. It was just for our listeners. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local gave them away yesterday. The grand prize winner was a painter who does freehand or freestyle or free something. He doesn't use tape. Anyway, so long story short, Neil McCoy, everybody loves him. He's been at Jambo for like a million years and all that. So Johnny O does this interview, all right? And he says, hey, let me play this interview for you. I did Neil McCoy a couple days ago. I said, all right, fine, whatever. And I'm rolling my eyes up thinking, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear it. But he starts playing the interview. And it's really good. And I don't mean just kind of sort of good. I mean really, really good. It was informative. It was entertaining. It was funny. Lots and lots of local references here in the Upper Ohio Valley. And I said, you know, Johnny, this is gold. We need to play this for our listeners on Big Willie 105.5, the leading country station now, because the other station, the old one, is just they don't even have anybody there anymore. It's just an empty shell. And I said, can you send me the audio files so we can play this for our listeners on Big Willie 105.5. And he said, all right, sure, great idea. We have the audio file. We have the Neil McCoy interview. We will be playing that this morning on Big Willie 105.5, plus the River Talk radio network stations, which include 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Thank you very much. So we've got all of that. Did I mention the prize package from Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi? We've got it right here for a Facebook friend. This is what $300 looks like. It's an incredible prize package, including an oil change. Oh, in fact, I've got it listed. Hold on right here. I've got it listed somewhere. It's, okay, it's all these armor, all essential car care kit cleaning products, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. It got those special cloths that are microbiotic or micronesia. They're really, really good for washing vehicles. Also, multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, car wash / detailing, all of that at Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi. And so it's a short drive, a quick drive, I should say, from the Highlands. You know, for me, from the Highlands, I'm on 70. It's a straight shot. And the way traffic flows these days, I'm there in almost no time. It's terrific. And it's a great dealership. It's brand new. Largest Jeep dealership in the tri-state area. The largest one. That's one reason why I have the Nail City Jeep Club little ducky here on my microphone in honor of Crown Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, Mitsubishi, all of them. All of that for you. All of that, $300, you win today because you're a listener to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. You go to Crown Jeep and you pick up your prize package there, $300 prize package. If you want anything in the past 30 days, sorry, you cannot participate, but so there's that. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? So much stuff. God, we have so much stuff. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. The Facebook profile page is Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to clean it up. Oh, clean it up. Oh, that's the other thing with Johnny O. I forgot about this. Hold on. We have breaking news, sort of, kind of. All right. So we've got this on Facebook, 100.5 Womp FM fans. All right, fine. So I check it out. I give them a like. It's a pity like. That's the only reason why I'm doing it, Johnny. So I'm reading it this morning, and it says, good morning, Whompers. Today is Emergency Nurses Day. All right, so if you need a nurse for some emergency, then this is a great day. Boy, nurses are so hot. Aren't they just the best? God, anyway. So there's that. It's pierogi day, so if you want a pierogi, you can go eat one. But here's the thing that concerned me. It's also Fluffer Nutter Day. This next segment is not safe for work. If you have young children as you're listening to this, you might want to turn down the volume until I tell you to turn it back up again. Or listen to another station like WAMP or whatever. But I read this and I thought, Fluffer Nutter Day? What is that, something from Pornhub? I'm going, you got to be kidding me. I literally, when I read this, I'm not making this up. I literally walked over from our studio here to the WAMP studio and I said, Johnny, you're on a clean show. You know, a family-oriented show, not like me, where it's just like, you know, all over the place. Fluffer Nutter Day? Is this from Pornhub? And he said, oh, no. Apparently, the Fluffer Nutter, according to Johnny, is some sort of a sandwich that they have in the northeast of the United States. It involves peanut butter and marshmallows and God knows whatever else they eat up there, lobster or something, whatever the hell it is, and Sam Adams beer. So when it says Fluffer Nutter Day for 100.5 WAMP FM fans, it is not a Pornhub reference, which is the first thing I thought. I swear to God, it was the first thing I went, what? It's actually a sandwich, the Fluffer Nutter sandwich. And no, please don't bring one here because I won't touch it. But that's what Fluffer Nutter is. It is actually a clean family reference because we have a clean family reference type of broadcast facility here. All right, so there's Fluffer Nutter Day. Whew, man. Oh, and it's Mole Walking Day. So if you're like 95 years old and you want to get some exercise and your bones don't rub against each other, your legs or whatever, you can still walk around the mall and do all that mall walking around stuff and then stop and have a coffee and five cinnamon rolls. And what's the point of walking? All right, fine. So all of that. But happy Fluffer Nutter Day to everyone who, I can't even say it. I want to say it. Oh, my God, do I want to say it. But I can't say it. Out of respect to, I don't know. You sure it's a sandwich? Well, he says it is. All right, fine. So there's that. Next. Here's the, here it is. Back to the, I'm all over the place today because that's just, you know, what I do. Plus, we got Catherine coming up here. I can't wait to hear what she has to say about Christy Lipscomb. Apparently no relation to John Big Daddy Lipscomb, legendary Steeler defensive lineman. But that'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes. Okay, a $300 prize package from Crown, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, and now Mitsubishi. Okay, fine. Regarding the accident on 470. Terrible accident. It's a wonder everybody survived. It really is. But all these trucks, God almighty. So I'm all over the internet looking, and I find one of the St. Clairsville sites, and there's a Debbie Wick. I do not know this one. But Debbie Wick, make sure I get everything right here. Right, this is potted up. All right, I think this is right. Debbie Wick writes, this is my grandson's car. They were stopped in traffic. Semi rear-ended him, sent him into another semi. This was an SUV. That's as much as I know that Debbie Wick is making this claim. If that's the case, for the sake of discussion, let's say it is, then it sure sounds like the driver of the truck who allegedly plowed into the SUV is at fault. First question I would have is, what is the name of the truck driver? Is he American? Is he illegal? What is the name of the company? Is it an American company? And she's saying that the SUV then was forced into the truck in front of them, so it's not that driver's fault, of course. Stay tuned.